this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
I noticed a blog recently on the ESET Threat Center blog, and it was about the World Cup infecting, or those who were searching for World Cup information, infecting computers. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. We can't really blame the World Cup on it. This is a tried and true technique of the cyber criminals. What happens is when people go to search for information about the World Cup, in this case, our researchers in Latin America searched for World Cup countdown free tickets, the top four results that Google returned all led to websites that were booby-trapped. So when the user clicked on the link to try to find these free tickets, what happened was they went to a web page and it said it was scanning the computer's infected, a little box that looks like Microsoft Windows Security Center comes up and says, you know, click on protect to get rid of this threat. And if you do that, of course, then it installs malicious software, which actually it's going to end up installing fake antivirus and telling you that you need to spend anywhere from $40 to $80 to clean your computer.
Wow. Do we know why these top search results are the ones with the malicious content? I mean, how are the bad guys doing this?
Well, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, is a technique that advertisers use to get their products up high in searches. So, for example, if you search for antivirus, ESET and Symantec and McAfee and Kaspersky, we all want to be the first thing that you see. So there are techniques that you can use that will enhance the chances of your result coming back at the top of the list when someone searches for keywords. Well, they can't limit that to just legitimate software companies. The bad guys know how to manipulate these tools as well. And so they make it so that their malicious websites come up to the top. They use, you know, very sophisticated tools and techniques to make sure that they come up high in the results. You know, it just makes sense. It's business. They're not in the legal business, but it's business, and businesses use search engine optimization precisely to get to the top of the list.
Well, so I've got to imagine this isn't limited to the World Cup. This is probably a tactic that the bad guys use whenever there's a large event like the Olympics or something else. I mean, how, as a consumer, if you are trying to search for these events, do you know which sites are safe and which aren't?
Well, one of the ways that can help is to look at what the website is you're going to. I mean, because it will give you not only a title of the article, but down below it also tells you the website. And if you don't recognize that website, it might be a good idea not to go there.
Right.
So, for example, one of the sites that came up, it says Polco.net. Polco.net might be a legitimate website. I've never heard of it, you know, so I wouldn't go there. I would stick with sites that I'm familiar with. So, you know, that's one of the things you can do. But in this particular attack, there are other things that you can do to protect yourself. So when you click on one of these malicious websites, it's going to say that it's scanning your computer and that it's infected. Yeah, ESET and other companies have free online scanners, but we never scan your computer without your permission.
Right.
You don't just land on our web page and off we go scanning. And legitimate companies don't do that. So anytime you get to a web page that you didn't say scan my computer and it says you're infected, close the browser. Now, you might need to go into Task Manager to kill the process, to end the program, but close the browser and don't click on anything at all in that window.
Now, what if you're searching for something that, you know, isn't something you would normally be searching on the internet and you're not familiar with the websites? Are there tools or other things of that nature that can help you go to legitimate websites that you might just not know?
You know, there are products that do reputation-based searches, so they'll try to tell you if this is a known good or bad site. And actually, if you're using a modern browser, you know, the current version of Firefox, the current version of Internet Explorer, you know, these browsers actually include the capability to filter out some of the known bad sites. So, for example, I got the information from our research department about the the top four results that they found that were for bad websites. And when I tried to go to those websites, I immediately got a message from the browser saying, this page is blocked because it's known to have bad stuff on it. Don't go there.
Right.
And you can override that and choose to go there, but it's not a good idea. And in this case, I did override it and choose to go there, and the website had been taken down as well, which is really good news.
So what are the best techniques, I guess, in closing for us then that folks can use while they're trying to search for things?
Well, be alert. You know, be aware that if you're searching for something a lot of people are searching for, there's a bad guy that wants all of you to find him.
Right.
So pay attention to what the results are that come back up for you. If you make a mistake and click on a link that, you know, says that your computer's infected, just realize your computer is probably not infected now. Close the browser and you'll avoid a lot of headaches. And the reason I say probably, they can combine exploits too. So if you don't keep your operating system and all your applications patched and current, potentially landing on the website could infect your computer. But for the most part, if you're current with your security patches on your operating system and applications, that little fake web page that says you're infected when you're not won't hurt you if you just close it. If you start clicking on stuff, you're asking for trouble.
Well, Randy, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to better explain this attack to us. If you have any questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.